Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shabbos. Mishnah Daled continues with what animals cannot wear out to Rishus Harabim on Shabbos. Ein chamor yotze b'mardas bizman she'ina kashurulo. The donkey cannot go out with its blanket when it's not tied to it. We actually mentioned this in passing in Mishnah Bet when we talked about it's permitted to go out with the blanket when it is tied. And the reason it can't go out with the blanket when it's not tied is that we're worried, since it's not tied, that it will fall off in Rishus Rabim and the owner might pick it up and carry it. And that would be, of course, a big problem. V'lo bezog, it also can't go out wearing a bell. Your animal can't go out wearing a bell. Now, of course, your animal can't go out wearing a bell because it's a musical instrument, and that's a big problem. But even afal pishu pakuk, the Mishnah tells us, even if it's stuffed up, meaning it's not going to ring, it's not going to make noise. So why can't you? Because similar to what we said in the previous Mishnah about the way you lead the donkeys, if you have your animal going out with a bell, it appears that it is going to market, because that would be something you would do when go to market, because people would see, you know, their eyes would be drawn to the ding-a-ling on your animal, and they would pay attention to it because maybe it's for sale and they want to buy it. And so you can't do that on Shabbos because it appears to be like you're going to market. Velo besulam shebetzavaro. It cannot wear the ladder on its neck. What is a ladder on its neck? It's a contraption that they used to put on wounded animals. If they had wounds and the wounds were healing, being treated properly, so they would put this contraption around the neck of the animal to prevent it from turning its neck back, right? To keep it from licking its wounds. Nowadays, very often they put like these cones that go a cone over the head to prevent it from turning back and licking itself. And apparently in the time of the Mishnah, it wasn't shaped like a cone, it was shaped something like a ladder. Velo beritzua shibaraglo. And also animals can't go out with basically thigh guards. Ritzua is a strap of leather wrapped around its leg. The animals... if they are large and heavy, they might have their thighs rubbed together as they walk, and that would cause irritation. And therefore, they would put on these thigh guards, they would wrap their thighs with leather, so that they would not injure themselves by rubbing their thighs together when they walk. Ve'in tarnagolin yotzin b'chutin v'lo b'rtzua shiraglehem. Chickens cannot go out into Rishus Harabim, neither with strings tied to their feet, which would be for identification. You would tie a string to the feet in a particular pattern or a particular color of string so that people would know it's your chicken and not somebody else's chicken. Velo beritzus ragleim, and also not with chicken straps. These chicken straps are similar to the ones we talked about in the donkey in the previous Mishnah that would keep the legs closer together, prevent the chickens from getting wild and crazy. They limit the movement. Chickens would fly around and peck at everything and do a lot of damage. And they would sometimes put these straps on to keep their legs a little closer together to keep them from being so mobile and damaging stuff. But their chickens are not allowed to wear those things on Shabbos because they are not really for their protection. Then therefore they are considered carrying. Ve'in hazacharim yotzin ba'agala shetachas ha'aliyah shalehim. The males, meaning the rams, can't go out with the wagon under their tail. What's going on here? Well, even nowadays, about 25% of domestic sheep in the world are what's known as fat-tailed sheep. And these fat-tailed sheep have very long, fatty tails. In some cases, these tails grow so long that they actually drag on the ground. In the ancient Middle East, and in some places even today, these sheep are bred specifically for the unique quality of the tail fat. And so it would be very important to preserve this tail fat. You wouldn't want this beautiful long tail that's nice and thick with tail fat that's going to be of great value when it comes to market to get ruined, lacerated, and damaged and torn by dragging on the ground. And so they would make these little wagons that would go behind the little teeny carts that would roll, be attached to the animal, and roll behind it, and the tail would rest in the wagon, so the tail didn't get dragged along the ground. That is not really for the animal's protection, and it is not for the animal's warmth. It is to protect your financial interests, and that is not something that it can therefore be considered clothing, and it cannot wear it outside in Rishus Harabim on Shabbos. Ve'in harechilim yotzos chanunos. During the time of Chazal, they apparently believed that well, not this is not a belief. The common problem with sheep, with rams and sheep, that they have these parasites that get into their head, into their noses, and they cause illness, and it's very bad. And what they believed during the time of Chazal was that a vigorous sneeze would potentially clear out the parasites. And similarly with the rams, that they would, you know, when they bonk their heads together, that would help loosen the parasites. I've done a little bit of research, and I have not found any modern veterinary sources that say that that actually works. Although it appears that when the sheep sneeze and they are infected, the sneezes do sometimes expel the larva of these parasites, and that's good for the parasites, but it would certainly appear to a farmer that it had gotten rid of the worms, which was what you would want to do. And so, out back to our Mishnah, the chanunos means they would have these little splinters of wood in their noses to stimulate sneezing, so that would expel the parasites. It was not a problem for the rams, because they would bonk their heads together and that would do the trick. But they would try to make their female sheep sneeze to loosen the parasites and dislodge them. But you can't wear those splinters on Shabbos, because it is not for protection nor for warmth. Ve'ein ha'egel yotze begimon. The young calf cannot go out with a training yoke. Animals, sheep, oxen, were usually raised for the purpose of plowing, and an adult ox would wear a yoke attached to the plow and would pull it. So as the cows would start to grow, the young oxen, with the oxen sheep, cows, excuse me, the oxen calves, the calves of the cows, would wear these training yokes to prepare them and get them used to wearing a yoke. Vilopara be'or hakupad, and a cow, a female cow, is not permitted to wear porcupine skin. Why would a cow be wearing porcupine skin? The cows, milk cows, dairy cows, either those that were used for milk production, or simply those that are nursing their young, they are producing milk. And so the concern was, and apparently this was a problem, that while the cow is sleeping, other animals, the scavenger type animals, might come and nurse from the cow and steal the milk. And so they would put porcupine skin wrapped around the udders, because porcupine skin is prickly and pokey, and that would keep other animals away from the udders to preserve the milk, so that either you could milk it or the calf could drink it when mommy woke up. And finally, velo beretzua shemein karneha. A cow cannot go out with a decorative ribbon tied between its horns. This is decorative, and it serves no purpose, and it serves no actual purpose, but it's also not considered jewelry, because it's not something that everybody would do. It was something that only certain people would do, and therefore, since it's not common, it would not be considered permitted jewelry to wear. Our Mishnah concludes with a little bit of a story. The cow of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who was the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, would go out with a ribbon tied between its horns against the will of Chachamim. What is going on here? Why would Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, one of the greatest sages of his generation, be violating the agreed-to halacha? In fact, the Gemara explains that's not what happened. This is not, in fact, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's cow. The cow did not belong to him. It was actually his neighbor's cow, and it was his neighbor who owned this cow and allowed it to go out with the ribbon. So what does that have to do with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? The Chachamim felt strongly that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had an obligation to speak to his neighbor and help her understand that this was a violation of Shabbos and she shouldn't do it. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, for whatever reason, chose not to take that path. And therefore, the Chachamim kind of said, well, okay, well, it's your fault, so to speak, that she is sending this out on Shabbos, which she should not be doing. And that is why the Mishnah says that it's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's problem here.